You're listening to the Gratitude Podcast, episode 79.
I still remember my high school friends, or even go back to the 8th grade friends, right? I feel like people that were brought up to this world, here, not to this world, but to this country, United States, they are soft, they are spoiled, spoiled to the point where they're not thankful and grateful for what they have, you know? And the way they answer back to their parents with no respect, the way they just treat their fellow human beings, I feel like it's a little harsh, and there's not that much respect barrier between the authority and also like the teachers and the deans, the principals, and especially the parents for sure, because I've seen it. Some of my friends does that, and I just like, look, they're answering back in such a harsh way to their parents, and you know, they're not grateful enough.
Support for this episode comes from HealthIQ. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. I recommend HealthIQ because I love the idea of being rewarded for having a healthy lifestyle. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a HealthIQ agent.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Today, with me, I have a young fellow, but an ambitious and a really warm-hearted friend of mine that I'm really happy to bring in front of you. His name is Fritz Kolkol. He is from Chicago, and he's a lifestyle entrepreneur. He has several businesses, and even though he's even younger than I am, he has managed to do quite a lot in his life. But I will let him tell you more about himself, about his businesses, about what he's doing in life.
Thank you. Thank you for such a warm introduction, Jordan. I really appreciate that. Pretty much short-term covered, like, for the most part of it. My name is Fritz Kolkol. I am a serial and lifestyle entrepreneur here in Chicago. I do own multiple businesses, anything from restaurants, staffing. I do have a clothing line as well, drop shipping, e-commerce, and a bunch of other cryptocurrencies and stuff that I do in my investment portfolio. But you guys can check me out. Add me on LinkedIn if you can. You can just search Fritz Kolkol, type in Fritz Lifestyle as well throughout my social network.
Awesome. So it's not very usual for young people like you to have such great results. And I'm curious, what do you think are your main ingredients for this? Like, what do you do that others don't, that you feel that has helped you get to where you are right now?
As a 27-year-old, in all honesty, for my age, I do feel like that I'm still quite just beginning and just starting. Because I do know a lot of people that I surround myself with that are very successful, that are even younger than I are, and yourself also, that are in teens, if not early 20s, right? They're multimillionaires, living a lifestyle. They just have found the niche and just this system to the point where it all works for everybody, right? The success that I've accomplished, I would like to say, isn't even in comparison to many, but of course it's something that I'm very proud of for where I've gotten. I've already missed out on so many opportunities upon my lifetime. But you know what? I can never, you know, just go back and regret all these things. I just can't. The only thing that I can really control is keep moving forward and continue to succeed and strive for greatness, which I continue to do on a day-to-day basis. For this success recipe that a lot of people are talking about, for me, it's all about just having the balanced lifestyle. Being grateful, being thankful for all the loved ones in your life and truly flourish and nourish all of those loved ones in your life that, you know, that they truly support you because they are the core group of supportive system, right? I can't take all the credit for just doing all the success by myself. a partner myself with people who are successful also, to the point, you know, their skill sets and knowledge can be shared upon with each other. So for me, the success that I built up, it's all about just, it's not just working out, because you have to have an intellectual type of intellect to really absorb all this knowledge and put it all together. It's all about execution also. Execution is the number one key. A lot of people nowadays, they just have a lot of ideas and ideas and ideas, but never really plan, strategize, and do anything about it, right? For me, I love, you know, talk is cheap, but the results really do matter.
Definitely, definitely. I love about you, what I love is the fact that you don't seem like the kind of person that's successful, but also very like stressed out and doesn't have a balance. I want to bring people like you in front of the gratitude seekers so that they will get inspired and they will see possibilities that they might not even think about. For instance, what I think is really cool about you is that you also do fitness like on a professional level, and I think it's quite amazing to be able to do all of these things and also to succeed. It's, I don't know how you do it, but it's awesome.
I do appreciate that. Fitness is definitely, it's not a hobby for me. It's really a part of my lifestyle. It's part of who I am. It's really one of my passion in life, right? Entrepreneurship is another thing, but fitness is a completely other half of it, I would like to say. I actually I started in the fitness industry first before all this entrepreneurship came along. That's where I gained some of my skill set from negotiation, from networking, right? And creating affiliate marketing, created multiple different pages throughout the fitness niche industry, throughout social media. That's where I kind of like started with all my online coaching and stuff before I even started competing and investing money and starting to, you know, own and build all of these businesses all together. When I started in fitness, I feel like that it's one of my get a way to really focus on, you know, to exert my extra stress before. It's just another outlet for me to really put out my energy, right? Because I'm this person who are always have full of energy, full of ideas, and I just want to like exert it in some type of way. I'm a very competitive person, and I like to really improve myself, you know? So why not just improve my mental, but also improve my physical health? And it's amazing, guys, like the things that you can do to your body, the way that you see your progress in week-to-week and month-to-month basis from, you know, gaining weight, from losing weight, from getting really shredded and living that aesthetic lifestyle where everything's sort of overall symmetry, you know? I'll try to live myself to the point where I try to balance it 360, meaning, you know, I want to have the health, the mental, the spiritual, even environmental, like all aspects of life all together. When I do that, I can also apply that. It correlates to any type of field. So when I'm, you know, my hard work throughout fitness, going to the gym, I can apply that same mindset to my businesses, to my entrepreneurship, you know, and vice versa. And that's what I love about it. I mean, fitness, entrepreneurship, or whatever it is that you do in life, health is always number one. Health always comes first. As they say, right? Health is wealth.
I love it. I love it. I just yesterday, I listened to an interview from James Altucher's show, James Altucher's podcast. He had a scientist that was working with the cortisol and dopamine and these substances in her search for happiness. And they talked about something practical that they can do each and every day. We all can do, actually, to be happier. And she said that she isn't against gratitude, but she's seen gratitude as something like really, how can I say it? Something not very concrete. And what she said that it has a very powerful impact on us is appreciating ourselves, appreciating our qualities, seeing our strengths. And I couldn't help but correlate this with the fitness. Like the fact that you feel stronger, you see the results of being stronger, right. And everything, it's like a virtuous circle that it builds up, and it actually helps in other areas of life as well. And it's something that it's really hard not to see, not to appreciate. And it correlates very well with happiness in general. I love the idea, and I think that's why it's really easier for you to put these skills into play in other areas of life when you already build them.
Most definitely, because not only that, it boosts your confidence as a person also, right? And you inspire. That's the number one key for me, actually, now that I mention it. It's to inspire and motivate people throughout my community. Now, not just the friends and family, but also just random strangers, random followers now that I so-called family throughout my social network. People who are following me like tremendously religiously and just sending me DMs, comments, likes, and emails just saying, hey, Fritz, you inspire me to become better. You inspire me to do better. And anything that throughout those words, along those lines, it really does inspire you and inspire myself even better. So now I got to work harder. Now I got to do more. Now I got to do work. It's not only that I'm inspiring other people, you know, they're inspiring me as well. It comes back to you. So I love it. The law of attraction, the karma and all of this stuff, you know, all the spirituality behind it. It's really real. Like for me, like I look at it at first, in all honesty, like before it was just like, I just shrug it off. But now that I realize it's at a point where how much people I'm actually inspiring and motivating, how much impact that I make, you know, I got to stay motivated. I got to stay even inspired to the point where I need to step my game up to the next level.
Exactly. What I can bring out of this is that when we appreciate people and we tell them that we appreciate them, they're automatically more motivated to serve us even more, to serve us in even better. And this is what I always recommend my listeners to show appreciation, to let people know that they appreciate people that make a difference, even if it's something really small that make a difference in their life, because that's the fuel, right? That's the fuel that keeps you going and keeps you wanting to do more, to be more, to inspire more, actually.
That's correct. I mean, you know, the fame, the money, the wealth, all of this are great, right? And they will all come. But at the end of the day, for me, what I really care, like, to be honest, in all honesty, like, it doesn't matter if it's one, 100, 1,000, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions in the future, and I'm hoping to do so. If I do make that much of an impact for a person, that's what's fulfilling to me. Like something that you cannot touch, something that you can't really purchase. And it's something that's so authentic and so heartwarming. And that's the one I really want to try to strive for, right? You know, making an impact, it goes a long way. Like changing somebody else's life. So that's really meaningful to me.
Exactly. So what I wanted to ask you, Fritz, is what does gratitude mean for you personally? Like we all have a definition of gratitude, and I'm wondering what is your personal definition?
Personal definition for gratitude. Let's see. For myself, it means being thankful. It means being grateful, but not just with words, but with actions for sure. Because, you know, people express it a lot with words, but then again, they don't do anything about it but in actions. So gratitude for me, being thankful, being loved, and being grateful for what you currently have, but expressing it in actions rather than words.
Awesome. And how do we do that? How do we express our gratitude in actions?
Well, yeah, it all depends. I mean, everybody comes in all aspects of life. A lot of people, you know, are struggling throughout the whole world right now as we speak, especially people from a third world country. I myself came from a third world country, the Philippines. I was blessed enough that I, you know, got the opportunity with my family and I to get here in the United States and really try to succeed that American dream. And I felt like that I accomplished it. But, you know, I'm still in a point where I'm still striving for greatness, trying to strive for greater heights so I can get to the point where I can create my own charity, to the point I can help people throughout my community at least, or at least throughout my whole entire family. I still have family in the Philippines that are struggling as we speak. So, I mean, I do try my best, but you can only do so much in what you currently have, and I can't help every single one person in the world. But definitely, if you help another person, that means the world to them, and that means the world to me as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it's so important to not forget from the place where we came from. And
that's correct.
And that also creates quite a lot of gratitude. I know that you are also a fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, and he says that he's so energetic and full of life because he's so grateful that he has this opportunity to do what he's doing and to influence people in a positive way. And the fact that he had the opportunity to go out of Eastern Europe and get to the United States and be able to do amazing things.
That's right. I'm not sure if you did see one of his videos. One of my favorite videos of him is when he talks about that all of us human beings, pretty much, we want our life, right? I mean, what are the chances to become a human being? We weren't born as a rock. We're not some type of plants, just weed growing out of cracks. We're not just some type of, you know, we're not a fish or anything like that. We're human beings. We're on top of the food chain right now. And we can do so much and amazing things. And that itself, we need to be thankful. And, you know, that is the meaning of gratitude right there for us being alive. Life itself is such a blessing. And I want to thank, you know, a higher purpose, like thanking God, thanking our Lord, our Savior, and stuff like that. And just thanking the family and friends that truly support you and truly loves you. That's what I'm really grateful about. I mean, as I said, I wouldn't be where I am without them for sure. They're my support system. They're pretty much my pillar to success, I would like to say. You know, without their support, without their love, the harmony and the joy that they bring towards me, I don't think I would be complete. I mean, money can come a long way. I've already experienced it. I still live in Silicon Valley and where I live this superficial life, you know, supercars, mansions, and beautiful events that we go to and whatnot. But, you know, I felt like I was not part of it. I felt like I was faking it. And that's why I went back here, back home to my hometown and created my own businesses. Instead, I wouldn't fake myself just for wealth and for some type of fame. I want to stay real to myself, stay authentic, and be surrounded with people who I truly love and truly loves me as well.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. It's basically like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Health IQ is the fastest growing life insurance company with over 5 billion in coverage, and what's cool about them is that they reduce your chance of being penalized for adverse family health history if you are otherwise healthy. You can't control where you came from, but you can control where you're going. So listen to what Chad had to say about them. My wife and I, she 51, me 48, are very active, and Health IQ helped us secure 15 more years of $750,000 in life insurance for one-fourth of the prices we were quoted before we stumbled on them. Communication was fantastic, and they really did a great job walking alongside us in a process that went much quicker than expected. I also feel the agent truly worked on our behalf to secure the best ROI for us both. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
I totally resonate with that, and I think it's so powerful to be true to yourself, and when you feel that something is not for you, even though it's promoted everywhere, like this is the life, this is what you should be doing, and this is the best thing you should do. Some people go for it, and even though it doesn't feel right, they still do it. And the fact that you came back to your values, to the things that you truly appreciate in life, it's just amazing. But what I also wanted to ask you is, what do you do when it's hard to be grateful, when it's not that easy, when things seem to be... I know as an entrepreneur that you have highs and lows, valleys and hills and mountains when it comes to states. How do you deal with the situations in which you feel hard, you feel it's harder to be grateful?
In all honesty, right now, since I'm a very transparent guy and I don't try to portray, you know, this superficial figure, I'm very transparent throughout my social network. I talk about my hardships, I talk about my success, my failures, my mistakes. I talk about pretty much anything in my life. So I want to be as transparent as much as possible throughout my fans and pretty much everybody that surrounds me. As we speak right now, I'm going through some hardships. I'm going through some troubles, but I'm keeping my head up, you know. It's, you know, both throughout the businesses and also sometimes, you know, throughout your relationships, not only with your girlfriend, your friends and family, but throughout just the whole thing. It's, as always, in entrepreneurship, there's always ups and lows. I know I've already been to this point and I've overcome this obstacle, this wall, this iron wall. I've already destroyed it, but there comes another one and here's another one. But this one's a lot tougher. But you know what? As I said, I'm keep my head up. There's bigger things to come. There's a bigger purpose that I know of. I'm already strategizing it, planning it, staying positive as much as possible. To stay thankful and grateful for everything that I currently have. You know, I live in such a wonderful place right now. Even though it's cold here in Chicago, I still love it. I have, you know, I ate good. I travel good. I wear good clothes. Like, there's so many things to be thankful about, you know. But it kind of, in all honesty, for us entrepreneurs itself, it's... there's a lot of selfishness, and I have to say that because it's the truth. As an entrepreneur, you always want something higher, something better, and you will never be complacent in life, which is a good and a bad thing at the same time, right? But everybody has their own visions. Everybody has their own ambitions, and my ambitions is really high, and I don't want to sleep on my dream. I want to work towards it. You know, I daydream every single day, and I want to visualize all the success that are yet to come, but I know it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But yes, I try to stay as thankful and as grateful as much as possible by just realizing how much of a blessing it is already that I currently have, all these wonderful things that I have, all my wonderful friends, my beautiful girlfriend, my wonderful family that truly loves me and truly supports me. It's still complete. I know a lot of people around nowadays that their parents are divorced or not together. My parents just literally celebrated their 47th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And I hope that I get to that place too in the future for sure. But you know what? For me, life is a blessing. I just want to like soak it all in as much as possible, but also not to stay stable and not to stay content. Because there's so much into life, and I really want to achieve great things so I can get to that point where I can really, truly inspire and motivate people as much as possible, help them out as well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I also think that being from a third world country, you get to appreciate the resources that you have there, especially when coming to the States. You see the resources that are around in a different way than probably, second, third, or fourth generation people can see them. And I think this is resourcefulness that comes from gratitude, comes from the fact that you have contrast. You've seen, you know how it is in the Philippines, you know how it is in the States. And you see the opportunities much more differently than people that are already there for quite a while, you know?
That's right. I'm gonna stay real. I want to stay real as much as possible throughout this. I mean, I'm gonna just point it out because I've already experienced it throughout my lifetime, right? I still remember my high school friends, or even go back to the eighth grade friends, right? I feel like people that were brought up to this world, here, not to this world, but to this country, United States, they are soft. They are spoiled. Spoiled to the point where they're not thankful and grateful for what they have, you know? And the way they answer back to their parents with no respect, the way they just treat their fellow human beings, I feel like it's a little harsh, and there's not that much respect barrier between the authority and also like the teachers and the deans, the principals, and especially the parents for sure, because I've seen it. Some of my friends does that, and I just like, look, they're answering back in such a harsh way to their parents, and you know, they're not grateful enough. People like ask, I want iPhones, I want tablets, I want this, I want that, like all the newest technology. They feel like they're indebted to it, like they feel like they're supposed to get it, they're supposed to have it. But it's just, there's so much, but with that money you can do so much with that, you know, donating in a charity or doing something resourceful to it. They don't see the hardship that their parents have to go through to get those amount of financial income. And I mean, I feel like it's a blessing for us immigrants, for myself especially, that I was able to, like you mentioned, I was able to contrast and compare and contrast, especially from a third world country to, you know, pretty much one of the best country in the whole world, to see, wow, the opportunity, this is a land of opportunities. And you have to do diligently to achieve great things. So now you can inspire fellow immigrants, fellow Americans, pretty much everybody that, hey, this person just got here. You know, he wasn't born here. He wasn't born with all of this talent. He had to work intellectually hard for it. And then, you know, he's trying to make something out of himself. I see a lot of my friends still from back in high school, still living with their parents, just depending on them. And I feel like that, as I said, the American way was brought up in such a soft way that they spoiled their kids tremendously. I was blessed enough to have such a hardworking parents, but at the same time, they made me work hard for, you know, the things that I have to work for, the chores and the dishes, the cleaning the house and doing your own laundry and helping them out with some type, you know, financially and stuff like that. I actually love that. I actually respect them for that. You know, and getting hit also, I know here in the United States, they don't really hit the kids when they were younger, when they were doing something wrong, because it's supposed to be illegal in the law. But in my culture, that's completely different. If you do something wrong, you're supposed to get hit. So now that pain will inflict in you, and you remember that that's bad, that's wrong. If you do something wrong, you will remember it, and you will never do it again. And that's why we were such, you know, the culture is completely different. And I want to try to, you know, inspire people to do great things and do good things in life. For sure.
Awesome. So when was the first time you got to feel gratitude? Like not just the concept, maybe you've heard of it, you've read about it, but actually had an experience that made you feel gratitude in a powerful way?
In all honesty, I mean, even in the Philippines, I'm already feeling it as early as 6, 7, maybe 8 years old, right? In our neighborhood, my family was one of the wealthiest one. And in our street itself, I mean, we had the biggest house. We have more electronics. We have our own store. We have, you know, my dad owns multiple tricycles. It's like a vehicle, a smaller vehicle in the Philippines for transportation. But it was because of all the hard work also that they put in. My mom and my dad, they didn't know the word entrepreneur, but in my essence, now that I realize it, they were. You know, my dad was hustling and just buying, reselling stuff. That's a hardship right there. That's the flipping method of an entrepreneurship. My mom, not only she was able to build a store right next to our house, And it was just like, it's not any fancy store. This is just, we call it sari-sari store, which means it's a mix of all types of things that you can find, like anything from a liquor, from snacks, from sodas, from beers, from, you know, noodles, from cans, like anything that she can make a profit out of. It's buy and resell types of stuff, right? But the feeling of gratitude back then, I remember, you know, getting gifts that are not many in my neighborhood, like my fellow creds, my fellow friends can't have and can't afford to. I felt that gratitude that, whoa, I'm able to have this. That means that, you know, I should be thankful. I should be grateful that I have this. What I did though back then, I still remember, I tried to share it as much as possible. But being a kid, you know, you're not realizing all of these things. Sometimes you get mad, and then once you share, it's like, oh, okay. Because you feel that type of hierarchy now, right? Because you were a kid. But now that looking back into it, I was grateful. I was definitely grateful because I was able to see the differences between myself and what I've had compared to my friends, you know, that what they can't have. So, I mean, being brought up to that such a, it's still a third world country, nothing compared to here to United States, you know. Definitely right now, I'm feeling all the gratitude as much as I can.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And we're almost nearing the end of our time together. And I want to ask, even though you mentioned it a little bit, who are you grateful for and what are you grateful for right now?
Right now, as we speak right now, I'm definitely grateful for my girlfriend. She's actually laying down. Is waiting for me right now and like that. Definitely grateful for her due to the point where she gets to put up to my day-to-day craziness. I would like to say my mood swings are usually either I'm really, really lovable or I'm really, really just like hard and stern and stubborn. And that's just who I am as a person. But she gets to, you know, cope with that and understand that and appreciate from both of my sides, and I really do appreciate that. You know, I feel like she makes me feel like a complete man, a complete king. She better myself. She makes me better for who I am, and not only for morality, but also for just like an over aspect for being a man. And she corrects me for the things that I do wrong. And I really appreciate that, because not many people, for being an alpha like myself, not many people can really stand that and say that in front of me, but she corrects that. If I do something wrong, she will say it and with you know, with authority and power, and that will resonate with my feelings in my mind for sure. But yeah, she makes me feel like a king pretty much every single day, and that's why I got to gain all my confidence also, not only with her, but also I'm grateful for my friends also. My family, for sure, as I said, for the support system, I couldn't ask for more. I mean, they're my world. I'm doing all this entrepreneurship and all the success. I do it not only for myself, but also for them. I mean, what success without celebrating it with all of your loved ones?
Exactly. Exactly. I love it. I love it. It's really heartwarming and really beautiful what you just shared. So where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work, your journey?
Most definitely. Throughout my social media, they can all follow me. Right now, I actually just created a new YouTube page recently. This was from last month, I believe. You guys can just type in Fritz Kolkol, which is my full name, FritzKolkol, or you can type in Fritz Lifestyle throughout Google, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, throughout my social network, it's all spread out. I try to do more business. If it's business related type of questions, I will be more than happy to answer you guys, mentor you guys throughout the way. If you guys have any questions, I'm willing to help. As I said, I'm always here to motivate and inspire, and that's what really matters to me. People who are looking to invest as well, you know, I'm here. I'm a venture capitalist and associated with multiple different businesses and outlets that I can really do a work and help on. They can hit me up on LinkedIn for that. LinkedIn.com/in/FritzLifestyle. But if they want to learn a little bit more about me personally, for sure, they can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Fritz Lifestyle, FritzLifestyle. And same thing with Snapchat as well. I try to be, as I mentioned, be as transparent as much as possible and stay 100% real, share my lifestyle, share who I am personally, not only personally, but also through my businesses, all my successes and through failures. You guys can see that through my YouTube, my new YouTube channel as well. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us and for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you had a great time as well.
Thank you, Georgian. I really appreciate this as well. Looking forward to the whole podcast and I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes. Search for the Gratitude Podcast. By the way, what are you grateful for right now?